You're listening to Weekends with Spencer Howson on Brisbane's 4BC 1116. And now, the Sunday Tipple with Fleur Sharp.
No mucking around. Straight into it. Hello, Fleur.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm excited. We're going away from alcohol to low and no alcohol this
That's
week.
Right. There's a whole sober, curious movement out there. People are getting away from the alcohol, but there's always great drink options out there if you want to have a tipple, but alcohol-free.
All right. The first one here is a beer, I see.
It is. This is Heineken's 0.0, and it is, by hands down, from all the reviews I've read, it is a real winner. It's closely related, well, taste-wise, to Corona, and it's actually brewed in Holland. Normal Heineken is in Australia is brewed here under license, but this one's still brewed in Holland. And it's got a really lovely yeasty taste, and they've removed the alcohol.
No, it's good.
It's beautiful.
That's good. And I know I've noticed this popping up at things I've been going to. People are actually buying it and actually drinking it and actually enjoying it.
And loving it.
And it's the first time I've had a really good go at it. And, I'll give that a tick.
Yeah. Good. Good. Next, we're moving on to Seedlip Premix. So Seedlip came out a few years ago as a botanical distilled alcohol-free option, but they're now doing Premix in cans, so great to take to parties. And this one is their spice range, and it's been put with a grapefruit tonic. So there are a few alcohol-free spirits out there, but this one is the one that led the way.
No, I'm definitely getting, it's tonic initially, and then I'm getting cloves, I feel. I think I just always find cloves for some reason.
Yeah, this one's the spice mix, so.
Yeah. So it's definitely spicy, and that's very drinkable.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Next one.
Yep, okay.
This one's for me because I couldn't do alcohol-free wine or rosé. So this one's Jacob's Creek, Better by Half Rosé. They also do a Pinot Grigio and a sparkling in this, and it's 5.5% alcohol as opposed to typically 12, 13% alcohol. So perfect for those long lunches where you might be drinking over several hours, and so you can enjoy that. It's pretty light on, be great with some smoked meats, charcuterie, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
That's amazing flavour, actually.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Bad.
So that's like a half strength, basically.
Yes.
Even less than half strength.
Less than half.
Rosé.
Yeah.
No, that. If you had given that to me without me knowing, I would not have questioned that was a regular strength rosé, I reckon.
It's pretty good.
And what was that? Jacob's Creek? Better by half, it's
better
called.
Better by half,
That's an easy one to remember in terms of the half alcohol. Better by half. Uh-huh.
And I had to sneak a final one in today because I know you're a red wine drinker, and this is Plus and Minus Completely Alcohol-Free Shiraz, made from South Australian grapes. So
Plus and Minus is the name
of
it, is it?
The label, yep.
You know, I had a bit of a smell, and I said to you, because just before we came on, I said, it just smells like grape juice, to
Ribena.
Be honest. That's literally what I was going to say. It tastes like Ribena.
Yeah, it's a bit like,
I'm sorry, Plus and Minus. You're trying, and I love that people are trying, and they're coming up with good stuff, clearly, in terms of that. The Jacob's Creek Better by Half, that gets a big tick. The Seedlip Premix gets a big tick. The Heine Zero gets a big tick. The Ribena would be cheaper probably than buying this.
Exactly. So I think I might use that in my bolognese tonight.
Try again. Come back next time with some more of this. We'll try again with low or zero alcohol red wine, because there's got to be a good one out there. And
we'll
it would
try.
Be good to know what it
we'll
is.
Keep trying.
All right. Thank you, Fleur. See you next week.
Bye.
5 to 12, Brisbane's news leader, 4BC 1116.